Delta Airlines has dealt a blow to travel agents. The carrier is cutting the commissions it pays to agents for individual tickets sold in this country and Canada. Big agencies that deliver lots of business will keep getting commissions, but the small travel agencies are out. Other major airlines are expected to follow Delta's lead on this. Arthur Salas runs a business that may be especially hard hit. He owns Duluth Travel in Duluth, Georgia. It's a suburb of Atlanta. Mr. Salas, I understand that 60% of your company's income comes from airline commissions, so this is really going to hit you hard in Georgia.
Absolutely. And really, the shock of this happening yesterday with Delta Airlines, I'm sure that the other airlines will follow suit in the next couple of days. We thought it was going to be later on. But since 1994, we've had six commission cuts. Now going to a zero commission, that means that the service charges that travel agents have been charging are going to have to increase. That is going to be passed on to the consumer. It has to, because the travel agent has no other way of receiving any other commissions.
Well, you can certainly understand Delta's position, though. They sell something like 70% of their tickets now through travel agents. They took a lot of hits this year. They lost something like $1 billion this past year in business. So they're going to save a good chunk, aren't they, by cutting your commissions?
Right. The commission cuts is going to affect about the 40,000 travel agencies around the United States, or roughly over 300,000 travel agents who do the bookings. And I understand Delta's side of it. They're going to save about $200 to $300 million by not paying travel agent commissions.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, that's going to go right down to their bottom line. However, you know, when 70% to 80% of tickets are still done by travel agents, it's like shooting the shooting your foot off here.
And meantime, you've been hurting for years because of online ticketing, right?
Approximately 20% of tickets today are done online, but to the consumer, if they're doing a simple itinerary from point A to point B, yes, they can book that ticket. However, what happens when the flight is canceled or the time is changed? Who do they turn to? And that is the major problem that we're seeing from these online sites, because there is no customer service. They want that personalized service. That is the best thing that travel agents have going for them.
Tell us what you have done, what kinds of changes you've made, and the things you're offering travelers to draw them into you.
Well, to draw them in, what we're trying to do is we're offering them insurance programs. We're offering them the availability to choose the options of different airline flights. We're giving them more availability on cars and hotels. And also, when it comes to the leisure side, we're pushing more of our clients away from the corporate business, but more into the leisure side.
Travel agents sort of grew up with travel in America. And in the old days, not so many people did it. Often wealthy dowagers did, and they'd call their travel agent and say, book me something grand. Now you've got all these young people who are sitting down at their computers and writing their own tickets. So what can you do for them?
Well, for those people there, I mean, it's a different generation. We look at it differently. My generation doesn't look at that computer as closely as the younger generation or the X generation. But this X generation, they know how to work the computer. They understand it. However, we're finding out that the young generation, the old generation, whatever, but these are the type of people who still, when they want to book a vacation, they're gonna spend $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000. They still want the touchy-feely of coming into a brick and mortar and talking to a travel agent where they can plan their trip. They're just skeptical about putting credit card information over the internet.
Thank you so much, Mr. Salas.
Hey, Susan, thank you.
Arthur Salas, owner of Duluth Travel in Duluth, Georgia.